And if you're talking about berries with children, you're out picking berries with children, you say some of those berries, you better be careful about eating those because some of those berries are...
not ripe.
Or po-
poison.
Yeah.
Poison berries. Some of them, if they combine, I'm sure they're poison, but I don't know what it is. I'm careful about it.
The, a kind of a bush-like thing that has a big white flower. Kind of a tree that has a, it has big shiny leaves. The beautiful thing has beautiful big white flowers.
Well, a cucumber blooms.
Yeah, that's what I meant. That's.
That's it's softwood, you know, and a poplar tree also.
All right. Now there's something like the cucumber that there's a couple of other things I wanted to ask you about.
I suppose a land blooms.
How about the rhododendron?
No, not
or a laurel.
Well, a laurel blooms. It has a yellow blossom.
Yeah. Now is the laurel and how about the ivy?
I don't know anything about the ivy.
Okay. What does a laurel look like? Is that
well? It's a small bush. Has a big long green leaf on it.
I see. How tall do they get?
Well, I'm not too well acquainted with them. I just know them when I see them mostly in the mountains where I see them. We don't have many laurel around here.
I see. Yeah. If you're talking about a man's talking about the woman he's married to. He said, and somebody asked him, he said, well, I'm going to have to go ask my...
Why?
And she might say, well, I have to go ask my...
husband.
And a woman whose husband is dead is a...
widow.
And the people who raised you were your...
parents.
You'd call the male was your...
father.
And the female...
mother.
Now, what did you call your father when you were a little boy?
I was called him Pap.
Okay. And then when you...
Manny, Manny.
Okay, and when you grew up, did you call him the same thing when you got older?
Well, I usually said Ma, but I'm Daddy.
Uh-huh.
After I grew up,
I asked you. I don't remember. I asked you yesterday about you. Did you know any of your grandparents?
My one grandmother, I knew her just a little bit before she died.
What did you call her? Or do you remember what you called her?
Called her Grandma.
Okay. Now, what do your grandchildren call you?
They call me Papa.
Okay, and what do they call your wife?
Mamaw.
Mamaw and Papa.
Yes.
Okay, and now we talk about your offspring. You call them your
grandchildren.
But the one their parents are your
children.
Yeah. Now, when they were young, did you ever call them anything else besides children? You say my
young'uns.
Okay.
Brats or something.
Okay. All right, and. And if you had a little boy or girl, you might give the child a special name.
Nickname.
Okay. Did you ever use the expression either a pet name or a basket name? Neither one of those sounds very familiar to you. The thing you might take a child out for a ride in, that it's like a portable... crib almost, you know, something that has a hood over it and four wheels and they push it back.
Car ride?
Yeah. Well, this is something you take if you're going to go for a walk with it, you know.
Oh, baby carriage?
Yeah. And if you took a baby out in that, you'd probably say you're going to...
take a little walk, stroll.
Yeah. Which sounds more natural to you, wheel the baby or roll the baby or ride the baby?
I guess it'd be ride the baby.
Okay. And if you're talking about your children, you have the males are boys and the females are
girls.
And they would she wouldn't be your son, she'd be your
daughter.
And if you're having a woman's gonna have a baby, you say she's
pregnant.
If you didn't have time to get to a hospital. In fact, out in the country, you'd probably just send for a